Are gathered here today to celebrate one of the happiest moments in the lives of Seth and Audrey. Today, Seth and Audrey affirm before witnesses of heaven and earth that they believe God has purposed them to share their lives in the holy bond of marriage. Please join me in prayer. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for Seth and Audrey, for the ways that they love each other and the ways that they love you. Father, even more, thank you for the way you love them. We believe that their love for one another that has compelled them toward this day and this moment is an overflowing of your love for them. Pray that right now Seth and Audrey would take a deep breath, that they'd relax and enjoy this moment, that right now they might know how much you love them and how pleased you are with each of them. Thank you for all the people here today and the roles they've each played in Seth and Audrey's lives. Father, we pray that this wedding will be a celebration. We love you and pray this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. You may be seated. Josh, ever since Audrey was born into your family, You have loved her, cared for her, protected her, and nurtured her. And here today she stands grown up, marrying the man that she has chosen to spend the rest of her life with. So today, by giving Audrey to be Seth's wife, you are transferring the protection and care of Audrey to Seth, and acknowledging that you give your blessing to their marriage and that you will support them with your love and prayers. Who now gives this woman to be married to this man?
Her mother and I.
Now, just to be clear as to why we're gathered here today, let's state our intentions. Seth, will you have Audrey to be your wife? And will you pledge yourself to her in all love and honor, in all duty and service, in all faith and tenderness, to live with her and cherish her according to the ordinance of God and the holy bond of marriage? Please respond by saying, I will.
I will.
Audrey, will you have Seth to be your husband? And will you pledge yourself to him in all love and honor, in all duty and service, in all faith and tenderness, to live with and cherish him according to the ordinance of God and the holy bond of marriage? Please respond by saying, I will.
I will.
So, this is where we're going to take a little time, catch our breath, and talk about how you can move forward together today, not as two individuals, but as one couple committed to loving God and one another for the rest of your lives. But first things first, Audrey, you look beautiful. Seth, Audrey looks beautiful. Going to read a passage that's found in the New Testament book, Ephesians. Reads, wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should respect their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church, without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and care for their body, just as Christ does the church. For we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. These words are written by the Apostle Paul, recorded in his letter in the New Testament to the early church in Ephesus. And this passage focuses on what a Christian marriage is supposed to look like. Paul is writing into a culture and a time where there's confusion about what commitment to each other really looks like. A culture in which men predominantly have much more license and freedom than women do. It's why Paul devotes significantly more time addressing the husbands than he does the wives. The wives would have known that they were to commit themselves solely to their spouse, but this was an important message for Paul to deliver to the men in the church. Paul writes, "Let the wife see that she respects her husband." He also writes, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So wives are to respect their husbands, and husbands are to more or less joyfully die to themselves every day on behalf of their wives. When Paul wrote this letter, this idea that husbands should joyfully die to themselves and their own desires and their own wants and their own wills every day on behalf of their wives, it was a radical sentiment. Husbands in this time could simply deliver a letter written by their rabbi to their wife, and as long as they had one witness, the husband could walk away from the marriage. In a culture that afforded all of the power and all of the authority in a marriage relationship to the husband, Paul was calling Christian husbands to give up their power and to lay down their authority and selflessly serve their wives. Paul also says to the husbands, in the same way husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. Again, this is a radical statement, spoken to a culture that inherently saw a woman's body as less valuable than a man's. Paul was calling Christian husbands to love their wives as they love themselves, to care for their wives as they care for themselves, to seek the well-being of their wives just as they would seek their own well-being. All of this, it somehow works together to achieve this spiritual mystery. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mutually respecting, this dying to oneself every day, this loving the other person as much as you love yourself, it all serves this larger purpose that in these things and through these things, two individual people can become one new spiritual being. Apparently, the respecting, the dying to yourself, and the loving the other person as much as yourself are essential to a husband and wife becoming one new spiritual being. Audrey, seek to respect Seth. It's essential for him to be the husband that he's been created and purposed to be for you. Seth, seek every day to the fullest of your ability to place Audrey before yourself, to die to your own desires, to die to your own will, and serve and love Audrey as you would serve and love yourself. It's in these actions that you will build a firm foundation for your marriage. It's in these actions that you will build a marriage where you both can thrive and flourish, becoming fully the people and the couple that God desires you to be. Seth and Audrey, it's an honor to be your friend and your pastor. My wife Julie and I have absolutely loved spending time with you, sitting across a table from you and talking about your greatest hopes, your biggest fears, your frustrations, and your joys. Seeing the ways in which you complement each other and make each other more than you are on your own. I want you to know that I am proud of you both for the way that you have pursued each other, for the way that you so faithfully lead and shepherd people and your relationships, for the way that you passionately seek to grow in your relationship with God and in your love for each other. Today, through this ceremony, this sacred act, God is knitting you together into one new being. And personally, I cannot wait to see what God does in you and through you together. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for Seth and Audrey. Thank you for their love, their commitment to you and to each other. Thank you for the vows that they will speak to each other, the union they will enter into, the covenant relationship that they begin today. Father, we pray that their relationship is a reflection of yours for them. Would they love each other? And Father, would you bless them in their marriage? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, it's time to exchange wedding vows. Seth, you may repeat your vows to Audrey after me. Okay. You ready? You are looking at me like you are like so excited. You just
I'm ready.
I believe it. I, Seth.
Take you, Audrey.
To be my wedded wife. To have and to hold. From this day forward. For better or for worse. For richer or for poorer. In sickness and in health. To love and to cherish. As long as we both shall live. Audrey, you may now repeat your vows to Seth after me. And for the record, you look no less excited about this than Seth. I, Audrey. Take you, Seth. To be my wedded husband. To have and to hold. From this day forward. For better or for worse. For richer or for poorer. In sickness and in health.
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
to love and to cherish,
as long as we both shall live,
as long as we both shall live.
Seth and Audrey, as an expression of your commitment today, you will now exchange wedding rings. Let's pray. Eternal God, we pray for your blessing upon these rings, that they may be a permanent reminder of holy promises and steadfast love. Bless those who wear them, that they may remain in your favor throughout all their earthly life. Through Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. Seth, as you take this ring and place it on Audrey's finger, please repeat these words after me. This ring is the sign of my promise.
This ring is the sign of my promise.
And I give it to you.
And I give it to you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Audrey, as you take this ring and place it on Seth's finger, please repeat these words after me. This ring is the sign of my promise.
This ring is the sign of my promise.
And I give it to you.
And I give it to you.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Today, Seth and Audrey have chosen as part of their wedding ceremony to braid three strands together into one single cord. Each strand has a significant meaning. The first strand represents God and His majesty. The second strand represents Seth and his life. And the third strand represents Audrey and her life. In braiding these three strands together, Seth and Audrey are demonstrating that their marriage is more than a joining of two lives together. It is a unity with God as well. They have chosen to allow God to be at the center of their marriage and to be woven into every aspect of it. As is written in the Old Testament book Ecclesiastes, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. If one falls down, his friend can help him up. But pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. Also, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. A cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by thy great help I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Precious blood.
Like in that moment, I saw a microcosm of your relationship. Seth, you look very excited.
I am.
Joyful. Audrey, I think you really wanted to ensure he got it right.
And we did.
So we're to the very last part of your wedding. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, by the authority given to me as a minister of the Church of Jesus Christ, I declare Seth and Audrey are now husband and wife according to the decree of God and the law of the state. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Seth, you may kiss your bride. I now present to you Mr. and Mrs. Seth and Audrey Stair. If you are family of Seth and Audrey, they are asking that you would please stay right where you are for photos. Everyone else, Seth and Audrey invite you to make your way to the reception.